Hello and welcome to all my lovers, winners, and dreamers. Yes, I am so proud of you for making it here, first off. If you're listening to this, to me, let's take a moment together to express a little gratitude for even being alive right now. What a miracle it is, and a rather unique position too. As far as our telescopes can see, we're the only ones, and on top of that, we're aware of it. We're conscious, whatever that means. The rest of the universe aside, though, life as we know it is alive, especially right now in what is arguably one of the most chaotic times in human history. As a collective, we've never been as connected, as divided, and as distracted. Our energy is so unbalanced and mentally fixed on the material world of capitalism and economic growth, we've all but lost our connection to the real world. Our world. Mother Earth. You remember her? In case you haven't noticed the uptick in devastating storm systems and natural disasters, she's quite upset with us. And we're so disconnected and lost in our world of convenience. We have the privilege of mostly ignoring a very inconvenient truth, which is, unless we as a society can pull off a proper U-turn in the next decade, we're done for. Us, along with much of the breathtaking diversity of life on this planet. That fact alone is a lot. It's almost too much to even believe, actually. But this is where we are now. And there is still so much to be grateful for. Like the fact that something still can be done. The fact that we still do have a window in which we can literally save the world. And some of you might be thinking, how can I save the world? I'm just one person who can barely take care of themselves, let alone anyone else. Everyone else. And I would say you're right. It's not your responsibility to take care of everyone else, or anyone else for that matter, but I'd say the least you can do is try and be a good roommate to the rest of the world. You know, you can practice the fucking basics. Be considerate, be respectful, and take care of what you are responsible for. Yourself. That includes the parts of yourselves that you may not even be aware of. You know, the infamous dark side. Your shadow. Which is what I wanted to hop on today and actually talk a little bit about, because I feel like the shadow kind of gets a bad rap. You know, like, I feel like a lot of people have this perception that our shadow side is inherently shameful, dangerous, or forbidden. You know, something so full of negative emotion that needs to be kept under wraps. And to me, that's only half true. Like, you know, we have been taught to keep our shadows hidden, but why? Why does our shadow form in the first place, you know? Well, from what I understand, usually the shadow forms because your culture, society, and even your family, especially your family, doesn't accept a certain quality that you express. And you know, so as children, we suppress and disown these qualities in order to keep ourselves safe and supported by our caregivers. And there's nothing wrong with this. This is absolutely normal. It's called conditioning. Our social environment conditions our consciousness. While we may want to believe we're conscious of most of our thoughts, feelings, actions, and behavior, all evidence suggests otherwise. Most of us, in truth, are mostly unconscious beings, and so we remain unconscious to our true selves for at least the first quarter to even the first half of life. You know, there was this pioneer in Western psychology, his name was Carl Jung, and he was right there next to that weirdo, Freud. Y'all know him, Mr. Sex Obsessed. Yes. He was actually the mentor to Mr. Jung. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least while it lasted, eventually, obviously, you know, they had a falling out because Mr. Weirdo was a weirdo. But, that's neither here nor there. The point is that Carl Jung is credited with discovering the shadow. However, the concept of the shadow has been around for centuries. Before Jung, the shadow was primarily known through fables, myths, religious texts, and archetypal figures. You know, you may recognize it in sayings like battling inner demons, or facing your demons, or even like, you know, like dancing with the devil. You know, it sounds real dramatic and real, like, dark-sided and shit, but what it's referring to is the turmoil within your interior, your emotional landscape. You see, there's structure and order in the traditional outward world, but there's a completely different world inside of us. And for most people, the inner world can be just as turbulent as stormy ocean waves. And it's this undifferentiated chaos that was referred to as the unconscious by Jung, and it contains everything we don't know or can't observe within ourselves. This is where the shadow lives, because it's out of the light of awareness. You feel me? And to better comprehend the shadow, one has to have a greater understanding of the ego. Y'all know the ego, yes. It's putting your best foot forward. The ego is everything that you aspire to be. In general, the shadow is essentially the antithesis to the ego and everything it views as admirable or deserving of pursuit. And only because of the ego and all of the way the ego projects its own darkness and evil onto the shadow does it even have this mysterious and bad reputation to begin with. Yes, the ego and shadow were developed simultaneously, drawing on similar experiences and programming. Without the emergence of the shadow, the ego cannot be created, like yin and yang. Without one, the other cannot exist. Oh, yes, we speaking facts now, baby. So picture yourself holding down a beach ball while suppressing important facets of your personality that your ego deems unattractive or unacceptable. And with your other hand, hold down a second beach ball, symbolizing your trauma and all the ways it has affected your mind, body, and spirit. Ooh, yes, it must be so difficult to do anything else. You must be feeling exhausted, overwhelmed from the continuous suppression. I know I am. It's tiring. I'm actually tired of it. I'm thinking how nice it would be if the beach balls could just float up to the surface and just leave me to be. And that's exactly how it feels when you've done some in-depth shadow work and suddenly you have the freedom to exist in total acceptance of who you are. Yes. Just consider where you could use all of that energy you're wasting on ego gratification and inhibition. You know, one could question what happens to the aspects of ourselves that we deliberately avoid. Now, I know y'all have heard the term projection. This is exactly what it is. The shadow is easier to recognize in others because they make us feel triggered. Their behaviors and faults frequently can have a negative impact on your emotional state and cause you to react in a way that is out of character. And this is where the real work begins. By looking inward and asking yourself, why did I just react like that? Did I really need to throw my can of soda through the windshield of the guy who just cut me off? Did I really need to exert my dominance or get even? You know, what if he was already having a bad day or something? And, like, you know, his fucking mom was in the hospital or some shit. And, like, I just made it 10 times worse by breaking his fucking windshield. Like, why did I have to make this situation personal? And more importantly, what does that say about me? Introspection is what starts off what Jung called the individuation process. He believed that every person is unique and has a distinct purpose. The goal of this individuation process is to enhance the consciousness of a person so that they can achieve wholeness by bridging the gaps between their conscious and unconscious mind as their awareness grows. Yes. Before we end this episode, I'm going to leave you with 3 different ways that you can do this, okay? The first is to work out the triggers that make you cast criticism and judgment outwards. Try catching yourself criticizing or finding fault And the next time this happens, even if you don't actually say it out loud, you know, you're still doing it in your head. Make careful note of the characteristics in them that most easily set you off. The second one is to work out the triggers that make you cast criticism and judgment inward. So with this one, what you're gonna wanna do is begin to notice people and situations that trigger self-doubt and self-criticism. Are there people who cause you to question yourself? You know, who makes you feel less than? Who makes you doubt your own capabilities? And just like the last technique, what you're gonna wanna do is take careful note of the qualities that you're most triggered by. The third and final one is to explore your own positive projections. Yes, we can project positivity too. So your positive projections may be obvious to you, but if not, ask yourself, who do you respect? Who do you idolize? And more importantly, who do you envy? If anyone at all. And if you have landed on someone, write down the qualities that stand out to you. What about this person appeals to you? What do you respect, idolize, or envy especially? What is it about them that activates you? You know what I mean? Try to focus on particular details and record them. And when you do this, the stronger the emotion you experience in your body, the more likely it is that those characteristics are stored inside your own shadow. Yes. You too already possess the traits and qualities that you so desperately seek. The only difference is that you're accustomed to denying yourself access to them. For now. Just remember that shadow integration happens gradually. It is a process after all. And honestly, you really should exercise a little bit of caution when you're doing this because shadow fragments that have been present in the unconscious environment for a long time tend to become a little deformed. So it's important that you align them before you integrate them. A lot of people skip over that step. So yes, this often occurs over time. Before calling that fragment back up the scale from being disowned to being accepted, embraced, appreciated, and finally cherished and nourished, it takes a lot of honesty and self-awareness. Just remember, it stops being your dark side when you bring it into the light. And you can actually see it in its fullness. Yes. Then it becomes conscious. And this is what emotional healing is. And it's how we develop as individuals and discover our full potential. By bettering ourselves and by extension our environments, we better the world and the collective. Yes. Man, thank you so much for listening to me today. I really hope this resonated and I genuinely hope it brought some clarity to your day. I want you to know above anything else, you are loved and you are not alone. So take care of yourself and do the work. It's worth it. You're worth it. Ciao. Mwah. Bye-bye.